Jack Schenk is on the line on a march heading towards Tahrir Square. Jack, what's the scene?
Well, there are well over 1,000 people, probably by now several thousand, heading on the west side of the Nile towards a rallying point in a neighbourhood called Dotted, which is going to be the point at which several marches on this side of Cairo converge and then move en masse across the Nile towards Tahrir. There are, as I say, hundreds around me waving flags, shouting up at the apartment buildings all around where people are looking out over their balconies and chanting, "Inzil, Inzil, come down, join us." And indeed, some people are. It's very reminiscent of January 28th when we saw these mass marches across Egypt and people heading out of their homes to join the movement against the regime. You can hear in the background now people are chanting Horeya, freedom. Just before you called, they were chanting against the Field Marshal Mohammed Hussein Kantawi, saying you have to leave, and saying in Arabic, "People of Egypt, there is still a revolution in the Midan being Tahrir Square." So it's a very, very sort of emotive, intense scene. People are feeling very angry, but also very confident. They feel as if momentum is behind them. They have that sense that they did in those heady days in January and February, that power is slipping away from the regime, and they just might be able to topple, you know, those that are sitting in the seat of power at the moment.
Does it feel that big?
Well, this is just one of several marches that are moving towards Tahrir from all over Cairo. Tahrir itself, as you probably know, is already jam-packed. So this march itself, I'd say, you know, probably a couple of thousand, but growing all the time. And when we turn the corner, as we're about to now, onto Sharia Tahrir, which is the road which runs into the square, we're expecting many more marches to join us. So I think we'll see numbers swell considerably.
Is there any kind of theme to the protest?
Well, in terms of the chanting and the rhetoric that's coming from the protesters, the theme is very much that the military council has to leave and leave now. SCAF has run out of time. There are no more promises, no more concessions, no more negotiations, and no more compromises. They leave, and they leave today, and they hand power to a civilian council, and almost certainly that would involve the postponement of Monday's elections, which people here really see at best as an irrelevancy and at worst as a dangerous move by SCAF to legitimise their rule and their own transition to power. When you ask people, why is it that you don't trust SCAF? They say they're going to leave power. They say they're going to have presidential elections in June 2012. They point at the bodies that have stacked up in the past few days, the 22 people killed by live ammunition, the consistent failure of SCAF to protect these demonstrations and to pull back the security forces from opening fire on peaceful demonstrators. So people are very angry, and they're not going to accept seemingly anything less than SCAF immediately withdrawing.
And you're with an activist there. Can we speak to them?
Indeed, I'm with Amira Ahmed, who's an Egyptian journalist working for a newspaper here, who's joined the march, and I'll pass you over now.
Hello?
Amira, hi. Can you just explain why you're there?
Sure, well, we're there because we're calling on the military council to step down and hand over power to civilian rule, because a lot of people feel that they've done a lot of measures to stray the revolution off its path and are not really meeting the demands of the people, that besides being largely responsible for the lack of security, the negative impacts on the economy, several human rights violations that they've never really fully investigated, not really allowing protesters the right to protest peacefully, and cracking down on demonstrations and worker strikes and million man marches, and it seems very similar to the Mubarak regime.
Do you think they will respond to the protest?
Hopefully they will. I mean, the protests have really gained support as the week has progressed, as more violence has occurred in Tahrir Square, or more people are sympathizing, with the martyrs that have put their lives on the line. And also more people are starting to see the blatant violations conducted by the ruling military council. So I think it's gaining support. And if that happens enough throughout this weekend, I think they're going to be faced with a really tough choice before the parliamentary elections on Monday.
Do you think there's any, this late stage, do you think there's any chance they could be cancelled?
I think ideally they would be cancelled or postponed for at least a couple of weeks. I think right now they seem pretty determined on going forward with them, kind of standing in defiance to protesters' demands. They can cancel it even like the night before. That's not impossible to do. So it really depends on how much support the protests gather over over this weekend.
I can hear some chanting in the background. What are they saying?
They're saying that the military council does not have the legitimacy anymore, and that legitimacy comes from Tahrir Square, and just a symbolism to the other squares where protests are happening around the country. They're chanting for the rights of the martyrs and for the rights of the injured. They're chanting for freedom. It's the same chants that were being chanted on January 28th when the revolution first began, and just changing the name from Mubarak to Mushir Santawi.
And how's the march and the demonstration being policed?
There's no security around it right now at all. There are thousands of people here, so there's always been safety in numbers. There's no security securing the march. We're just marching towards Tahrir, and I don't think there's any security around Tahrir either. But so, this has been the case with major mass marches and protests over the past month.
But they often sort of, they sort of tend to turn violent in the evening. Do you fear that's going to happen again today?
I don't see it happening today, because today there are hundreds of thousands of people out on the streets, and it's always much harder to clamp down on protests like that.
Okay, Mira, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you. Bye.